from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Egyptian security officials say 235 people have been killed by suspected Islamic militants in an attack on a mosque in the northern Sinai Peninsula. This man was at the mosque when the attack took place.
It's very sad. It's pathetic. It's unhumanitic. It doesn't represent any sort of Islamic principles or Islamic faith. Islam doesn't allow anyone to kill, anyone to harm.
No group has claimed responsibility so far, but the Islamic State has been carrying out attacks in the region. Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi vowed the attack will not go unpunished. Here in Washington, President Trump reacting to the violence, calling it a horrible and cowardly terrorist attack. President Trump has told Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan the United States will no longer supply weapons to Kurdish YPG fighters in Syria. Ankara considers the YPG a terrorist organization linked to the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, or PKK. They have been fighting Turkey since 1984 in a conflict that's left 40,000 people dead. U.S. sees the Syrian Kurds as the best fighting force combating the Islamic State. Spanish officials telling the Voice of America covert attempts by Russia to support Catalonia's bid for independence from Spain using disinformation and cyber attacks may be part of a long-term strategy to penetrate and gain control not only of Spain's wealthy northeastern region, but other parts of Europe. Spain and NATO are investigating allegations of so-called robot accounts set up in Russia to amplify distorted or fake news to influence that October 1st independence referendum.